Okay. Welcome, friends. We find ourselves on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph on 17a. Okay, so let's actually review the Mishnah, because naturally the Gemara is going to be elaborating on the Mishnah. So it's of utmost importance that we know what it says in the Mishnah before we go into the Gemara. We actually covered some of the Gemara last week. So we're going to pick up in the Gemara at the words Amar Rabbah, which is a little bit shy of halfway down. But first, let's just reread the Mishnah so we know what we're dealing with, okay? So only on the top.
What page, Rabbi?
17a, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph.
17, okay.
Only on the top. Here chikas asich me'at defanu shlosha tfachim psula. So no distance the schach, three tfachim. So you have an air gap of three tfachim between the wall and the schach. Puzzle. Let's say you have your ceiling in the middle implodes, and you put schach where that hole is. So psula. If there's the ceiling extends 4 amos or more, also puzzle. The Gemara will tell us that less than 4 amos is okay because it's dofen akuma that we envision as if the wall is bending over. And it ends where the schach begins. More than that, more than 4 amos, we have to say, come on, man, that's cold ceiling. That's not cold wall. Also, if you, similar principle, if you have awnings, and then you put schach to cover the rest of it, or if you actually have all kosher schach, but you put non-kosher schach, let's say you have tarp. Over it that extends to 4 amos or more, then it is pasul. So what you want to note here is that there's two measurements mentioned here. There's three tefachim for an air gap, and there's 4 amos for for non-kosher schach. Right? There's two ways we can have an issue. Either there's an absence of covering, which is worse, or there could be a covering, but it's an illegitimate covering. It's not qualified to constitute schach. What's interesting, though, and the Gemara is going to discuss this, is that the Mishnah doesn't talk about four tefachim. Usually, the halacha is that if you have four tefachim, hand breadths of non-kosher schach, the sukkah is pasul. It only talks about a scenario in which the schach is all the way on the side of the sukkah by the wall that you get dalet amos. So why did the Mishnah tell us the final thing we need to know, which is that if you have non-kosher schach in middle of your sukkah, you have up until 4 tefachim for it to be kosher. Okay, that last detail. Should I reiterate, or did that make sense? Right, 3 tefach gap of air, pasul sukkah. 4 tefach gap, 4 tefach of non-kosher schach, also pasul. But if it's on the side, you get to 4 amos. Okay, so let's go into the Gemara at the words Amar Rabbah. I would imagine it's the second page in Arts. Well, maybe even the third, because maybe the Mishnah, usually the Mishnah is, they have like a lot of footnotes and stuff, right? Someone want to tell us where Amar Rabbah, Ashkasinu L'Rabbanan Dveirav? Anyone want to pick up on that for us? I mean, those folks using the Arts go, first one to find it, maybe yell it out so that way everyone has the place. All right? Amar Rabbah, that's what we're looking for, the first Amar Rabbah.
It's on 17A2.
17A2. Excellent. Thank you, Toby.
On the right side.
On the right side. Here we go. Amar Rabba. Ashkasinhu l'rabba. The Yasi Kamri. So I found the Rabbanan who are part of Rav's Beis Medrash. They were sitting and they taught the following halacha. Avir posel bishlosha. Ska posel posel barba. Just what we said. Three tefachim of air. Passels a sukkah, 4 tefachim of non-kosher schach, passels a sukkah. Now, where we get 3 tefachim, 4 tefachim from, if you remember, we actually had this discussion a while back. 3 tefachim is lavud, so that makes 3 tefachim a significant number. 3 tefachim is what connects something together. More than 3 tefachim is disconnected. And then where do we get 4 tefachim from? So 4 tefachim is the shear for a makom chashuv. For halacha in different areas, 4 tefachim establishes its own place. So when you have 4 tefachim of pasul schach, that's an issue. So the question that Rabbah asks them V'aminu luhu ana, I asked them as follows. Avir deposit b'shlosha aminolachu. Well, I don't know if for, maybe, it's not for tfachim. If you look in the Mishnah, it says you have up until four amos, which is much bigger. So avir deposit b'shlosha aminolachu. Right? So, my friends, where did we get the idea that avir, that air, hassles at a minimum of three tfachim? Well, we learned it from our Mishnah on the top of the Yamud. It's none. Hirchik es asichach min ha-defanos, shlosha tfachim, psula. If you distance, right? Just a quote from our Mishnah. If you distance a schach, three tfachim from the wall, pasul. Schach pasul, nami lo lifso ela barba amos. So if your source that you're learning these halachos from is from our Mishnah, nowhere in our Mishnah does it talk about non-kosher schach being an issue at four tfachim. It's an issue at four amos. That's all the Mishnah tells me. It's not. If you have a house that implodes and you put schach on top of it, if there's four amos, then we have a problem. Okay? Okay, fine. So that was his claim. That's what Rabbi says to them. Where do you get four tefachim for? All I see is three tefachim for air, four amos for non-kosher schach. Where do you get this four tefachim for non-kosher schach from? That's not in the Mishnah. So v'amrli, they respond, barmine, dahi de rav shmul amri shavah, mishum dofen akuma naguban. Yes, but why does our Mishnah say four amos? Now, this might not sound like a chiddush to you because we've learned dofen akuma in the past, and I just gave a background right now, but the Gemara is exploring this now in this discussion. Why did our Mishnah give a so much leeway up to four amos for non-kosher material schach? Because in our Mishnah, that schach was at the side of the sukkah, and therefore we were able to employ dofen akuma. So dofen akuma gives us up to four amos. But had it not been for dofen akuma, had it been in middle of the sukkah, you would only have four tfachim. Good? That's their response. Okay, so they responded to Rabbah. But Rabbah is not relenting. He's going to ask them another question now. I think there's different ways to read, whether it's a continuation or whether it's a separate question. We'll read it as a separate question. But Amin al Huana, he said, okay, well, let me challenge you. Again, there's a continuation in the sense that they are maintaining the base medrash of whose base medrash? Raz base medrash? Raz base medrash is maintaining that four tfachim of schach is puzzle. But how does that make sense? Forget about the Mishnah. Logically, how does that make sense? He's going to challenge him on logical grounds. V'amina lu'ana, ma'ilu ika schach pasul pachus me'arba, v'aver pachus mishlosha. So let's say the case is that you know, it sounds like almost like a Hilchos Brachos question. Like, you know, if I, it's almost analogous, you know, if I eat candy and I drink water and they're both shahakal, can I make a brain of fashos? If I have enough of them that they combine together for a shear. And the issue is that they have different shirim. For liquids, it's revius. For food, it's a kizayis. So you can't combine them together for a bari nefashos. So it's going to be a similar kind of question over here. If I have less than three tefachim of airspace, I have less than four tefachim of non-kosher schach, on their own, they don't meet the threshold to pasul a sukkah. But could we say that they would combine anyway together to at least reach four tefachim? So that way, for both of them, four tefachim would be puzzle. So my kishera, would you say that on technical grounds, the sukkah is kosher because you don't have three tefachim of air, you don't have four tefachim of non-kosher schach, but my bishipudim. But, you know, we should imagine you could fill up that space of air with non-kosher schach. They should be able to combine. But my, so what, are you going to claim that the sukkah is puzzle? Well, he aver aposel b'shloshah, k'sav puzzle aposel bar above, but it's just what we said. They're not analogous. Air and non-kosher schach, how do they combine with each other? Famerly, so they responded to Rav, ihachi l'didach nami. But why should this question be limited to us? You have the same problem. Imagine we're about to say that there's less than three tefachim of air and less than four amos of non-kosher schach. You run into the same issue. Ma ilu ikaskach pasul pachus midalat amos. The Aver pachus mishlosha. So neither of them reach the shear. So my kshera, my b'shibudin. Again, you could imagine that the airspace is filled with non-kosher schach and it reaches the shear. My psula, but would you say it's possible? But again, non-kosher schach and air are both problematic, but they're different class, they're different categories. You can't combine them to reach the threshold that's needed, for lack of a better term, to possible a sukkah. So why is Rabba's position that four amos is the shear for non-kosher skach to pasul sukkah in any part of the sukkah? Why is that any more defensible than the other one? So this is what he answers. V'amin elahu, Rabba responds, V'amin elana, hi my, bishlam aladidi, my position makes sense. Why? Damina arba amos, this is a key term here, mishum shura. When I asserted that you need arba amos, you need four amos in order for the non-kosher sukkah, non-kosher sukkah to pass the entire sukkah, that's because it's a formal shear, meaning it's not just the absence of kosher sukkah, it's that four amos is a strike. It negatively impacts the sukkah. That's the threshold for it to actively pass the sukkah. Let me read that all together online. Right? So Lidida Mina Arba Amos Mishum Shiura. Vala Shiura. And here is a great shiur. So Hada Shiur, who came to this is what he's saying. So he's saying is that when it comes to four tfachin though, four tfachin will not passel the sukkah mishum shir. If you look at Rashi said the arba avos have a sheer lift. It's not just the absence of kosher schach, but it's an actual sheer that passels the sukkah. So, right, Bashir, it's a high sheer. Who came to Loshkava Shraila Adavi, moment started. So, because four avos and three tfachim are two fundamentally different things, three tfachim of air is the absence of schach. But four amos of non-kosher skach is an actual measurement that actively disqualifies itself. But he makes an assumption that those who hold that four tefachim of non-kosher skach disqualifies the sukkah. There's really no fundamental difference between an air gap or between non-kosher skach, according to the base measure of Rav. Because for them, it's just a matter of there being too much space that's not occupied by kosher schach. For Amos, he's saying, is an actual shear that disqualifies air, that's three tfachim, and four tfachim of schach, according to the base measure of Rav, based on Rava's retort, is just a lack of kosher schach. But it's not a formal shear to disqualify. Therefore, that means that both air gap and non-kosher schach are fundamentally the same issue. They're the issue of the absence of kosher schach, and therefore they should be able to combine, even if there's less than three tefachim of air and less than four tefachim of non-kosher schach, but they're right next to each other, they should combine together to create enough of a haflaga, enough of a usually we use that like vested haflaga, when we're talking about in Hilchos Nida. There's enough of an interval, there's enough space that will interrupt and disqualify the sukkah. Nonetheless, Amar Le Abaye tries to defend the base medrash. He says, "Lamar Nami, but Abaye says, but wouldn't you agree that when it comes to a smaller sukkah, even four tfachim of pasul schach would invalidate it? So how could Rabba come along and teach us that you have up till four amos of non-kosher skach? If you have even four tefachim of non-kosher skach in a 7x7 sukkah, it's going to be possible." Well, what's the response? Can you guys figure out what the Gemara is going to answer to that? Why would, if you have four tefachim, right, what's the minimum shear of a sukkah? 7x7 tefachim. Why would four tefachim of possible skach make the entire 7x7 sukkah not kosher? Well, see, then you only have three tefachim of kosher skach. How's that going to create a kosher sukkah? You don't have the sheer sukkah. The Gemara explains. Amalei, pasam lachim deshavish yirayla nabihu, avishim delisim. It's because you're just lacking a sukkah altogether. You need a sheer sukkah. If you have a 7x7 sukkah and four of them, or even just like combining with, or even less than four, but it combines with air, so you have a little bit of air, you have a little bit of not kosher schach, you wind up not even having enough kosher schach to constitute a kosher sukkah. So that's the issue over there. All right, but basically just to summarize, we don't paskin like Rabba, we paskin like the base medrash of Rav, that four tfachim of non-kosher stach somewhere in the sukkah other than right next to the wall, even four tfachim will passel the sukkah. But there's an open question here about whether air and non-kosher stach combine together to make that shear to disqualify the sukkah. So is the four tevach measurement a formal measurement to disqualify the sukkah, or is it just a lack of continuity in the sukkah? So that's the main debate here in the Gemara. Let me pause. Any questions? Okay. Anything I clarify? All right. Well, that already brings the quarter way down in the Zayma base. So I think we'll say that's all, folks. As to quote a TV show that I just scarcely was able to watch in my childhood before it lost popularity. All right. So you know what I'm referring to. Okay. Very good. So,
sounds like Bugs Bunny to me.
Very good, Phyllis. All right. Most of my references are usually full flat, so thank God. Okay. See, I'm holding. All right. So very good. Thank you again for your patience. Apologies for running late on that, and good learning together.
And good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Shall share the
Thank you.